Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom. Ever feel like life throws you curveballs, and those curveballs turn into a whole freaking bowling alley? We all do, right? This podcast is about navigating those tough times with grace and resilience. It's not about pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows, it's about acknowledging the darkness, understanding our emotions, and finding strength in the face of pain. Today, we're diving into managing emotional pain and developing healthy coping mechanisms. You know, because sometimes life throws a real punch to the gut, and we need to be ready with some good armor. First things first. Let's ditch the idea that we should just toughen up or suck it up. Emotions are valid. Feeling sadness, anger, frustration, those are all natural human responses. Ignoring them doesn't make them disappear, it just makes them fester like a bad wound. But here's the stoic secret. We can choose how we react to those emotions. We can't control what happens to us, but we can control our response. Think of it like this. Imagine you're standing in a rainstorm. You can either try to fight the rain, get soaked, and feel miserable, or you can grab an umbrella, accept that the rain is happening, and keep moving forward. Emotional pain is kind of like that storm. It's inevitable sometimes, but it doesn't have to define us. So, how do we build those umbrellas? How do we develop healthy coping mechanisms? Well, there are a few powerful tools in our arsenal. Mindfulness, physical activity, meaningful connections, and sometimes even good old-fashioned laughter. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment. When you're consumed by worry or sadness, it's easy to get stuck in your thoughts. Mindfulness practices like meditation help us anchor ourselves in the now, allowing us to observe our emotions without getting swept away by them. It's like stepping back from a raging fire and taking a deep breath. Then there's physical activity. Ever notice how a good workout can clear your head? Exercise releases endorphins, those happy chemicals that help reduce stress and improve mood. A brisk walk, a dance session, or even just some stretching can make a world of difference. Remember, we're not meant to go through life alone. Connecting with loved ones provides support, understanding, and a sense of belonging. Talking about your feelings with someone you trust can be incredibly cathartic, helping you process pain and gain perspective. And let's not forget the power of laughter. Laughter truly is the best medicine. It releases tension, boosts our immune system, and reminds us that life isn't always so serious. Find humor in the everyday. Watch a funny movie, or just hang out with people who make you laugh. It can work wonders for your emotional well-being. Now, let me tell you a story about this. My friend Sarah was going through a rough patch. A major career change had left her feeling lost and anxious. She started isolating herself, pushing everyone away, even though deep down she knew she needed support. One day, I invited her to join me for a yoga class followed by brunch. At first, she hesitated, saying things like, "I don't feel up to it or it won't do any good." But I insisted, and you know what? It made a difference. The movement and fresh air during yoga helped her clear her head, and the laughter and conversation over brunch reminded her that she wasn't alone. By taking care of herself physically and connecting with someone who cared, Sarah started to feel more hopeful and empowered. So remember, emotional pain is a part of life, but we don't have to let it control us. By practicing mindfulness, engaging in physical activity, nurturing our relationships, and finding moments of joy, we can build resilience and navigate those stormy days with grace and strength. Keep practicing these stoic principles, my friends. You got this. And don't forget to share your own coping mechanisms and experiences in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. Until next time, keep that inner light shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.